Most publicly supported schools in the U.S. are co-ed, but there are some exceptions. In Dallas, Texas, an all-girls school that opened in 2004 has consistently graduated stellar students. Now, the Dallas School District hopes its new all-boys school, the Barack Obama Leadership Academy, will do the same for boys when the school year resumes later this month.
Specifically, all of our foreign languages, Latin, Mandarin, Spanish, debate will be housed here.
Nakia Douglas is giving one of many tours of this new school to incoming students and their parents. He's the principal at Barack Obama Male Leadership Academy. Douglas was appointed in part because he used to be the kind of student this school wants.
I was born and raised in South Dallas by a single parent. I was a neighborhood child. I was that child that I would work if I knew the teacher believed in me. But at the same time, I had a hunger and desire for more. A lot of our young men have that hunger, desire, and ability now.
Research by the U.S. Department of Education shows boys get worse grades and drop out more than girls the same age. Studies have also found that boys mature more slowly than girls and learn in different ways. Combine that research with the age-old argument that boys are distracted by girls enough to interrupt learning, and Dallas school officials decided on this boys' school approach. After all, they said, it worked for girls, why not boys? Kendall Keeter's daughter just graduated from the Dallas School District's only all-girls school.
Our thought was to also give our son an opportunity that would best prepare him for college in the same manner she was prepared, and I can't imagine any other option that would have prepared her better.
It's what a lot of these parents, like Madeline Hayes, say they're looking for, too.
This is something, it's cheesy as it sounds, that I've always dreamed about, that there will be a boys' school that doesn't charge $25,000 a year, but would give the same academics, the same level of interaction and leadership.
Obama Academy, like other magnet schools in Dallas and other Texas cities, isn't for everybody. To be accepted, students must get good grades and pass a battery of academic tests. The school, teaching grades 6 through 9 for now, will offer standard courses like English, history, and math, but also Latin, Mandarin, Spanish, and aviation classes. There will be college prep courses and, says Douglas, weekday and weekend leadership sessions.
Our young men grow together, but all of our young men we call brother. So it may be brother Malik Davis or brother Samuel Keeter. The young men understand that they are their brother's keeper. And so the young men are really learning to be responsible not only for themselves, but also for their brothers here at the campus.
Madeline Hayes' son, Kelvin, wants it all. He's 12, entering 7th grade.
I've always wanted a higher academic purpose. I always want somebody to challenge me. When I make my mistakes, I can learn from them. And then they have classes like science, computer, and robotics, and I enjoy especially robotics and building new technology because when I grow up, I want to be an engineer.
When 14-year-old Malik Davis grows up, he wants to cook. He's already been mentored by a professional chef and will study culinary arts at Obama. He's looking forward to that, but the suburban resident admits he still isn't sure about the boys-only aspect of the school or safety, based on bad things he's heard about Oak Cliff, the neighborhood it's in.
I was thinking about, like, I'm going to an all-boys school. Am I going to be able to deal with this? And plus it's in Oak Cliff, that's another thing. But once I began to looking into more about the options that they were having, I think I'm really going to enjoy this. It's going to be a long and tough road, but as long as I'm graduating in 2015, that's all that matters to me.
Unlike Dallas's other select magnet schools that require high entrance scores, 10-15% of the seats at Obama Academy are reserved for boys who did not meet all its academic requirements. Douglas says the slots will go to deserving students whose character and desire qualify them. For VOA News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas, Texas.